here. Negei to Adam Nidus, here the svar is, Kivon de Migufa Kechazia, since she saw this dam coming out from her body, so Loyam Rin here, Hilo hold, I do not say, Ukma Chaskosa Shalivar on a Chazaka. But rather we say, we have to be afraid that maybe before, the dam came out already, and therefore when a suffix we say she's Tomei, according to Hilo, all the way back until the last time she made a Bedika, or according to Chachamim, she's Tomei all the way back, either to the last Bedika, or else whichever one is shorter, or else a 24-hour period. So Rashi explains, Kivu de Megufa Kechazia means, Mu'ada u'regilehi lakach. She's used to, it happens often, that she sees dam. It's a little bit like Geras, a chazok like a sulish tanis. This chazok is not such a good chazok to say that she's still Torah. Because we know from her body, dam comes out. It's oimid, it's going to happen. It's rug, but she's used to it. Therefore, Eilo cheskas tyra. Therefore, she does not have a cheskas tyra. Since the big question is the svara and the rice of the rabbanin, partially we learn this tuma of mace place is only a tuma with the rabbanin. The ravad in the rice of this not called the reis here. We leave a becheskasa. There's only a svara why the rabbanin were more matam here. Because tuma and tyram because of this svara, since there's a reis in her guf that from her body the dam comes and she always sees dam. Therefore, when dam comes out now, we have to be afraid maybe the dam came out before. Now the Gemara asks the question, why is the loch of our Mishnah different than the loch of Mikvah? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Mikvois, and we'll soon see there's a kasha according to both, both according to Hillel and according to Shammai. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Mikvois, that what's going to be Mikvah Shenimdod, the Nimtzachosa. First, we made a kosher mikvah. We knew for sure there was more than 40 saw of water there. And then later, a month later, you come to check it out again. You measure it, and you see it only has 39 saw of water. It's missing one saw. So that's called mikvah shenimdav. You measured it. The nimtzachos that's missing. So locher is called tahirois shenasu agabov. All the tahirois that were done or used because of that mikvah, lemafreya before. In other words, let's say a person was tummy, and he went down to the mikvah. And when he came out of that mikvah, now he went to touch Tyrus, he went to touch Truma. So all the Tyrus that the person touched after he went to the mikvah, Allah is Lamafrei, all the way back until Mustam, the last time that we checked out the mikvah that we knew for sure was Torah, Allah is Bain Brishus Rabbim. Whether this person made the tefillin Brishusram, whether the mikvah is in Brishus Rabbim, and he went down this, so when the person goes down, we have a suffix. Whether the mikvah was kosher at that time or not. In other words, last month we checked it, the mikvah was kosher. Today, the beginning of the next month, we check it, it's not kosher. So the question, what's going to be with the person that went to the mikvah during this last month? We have a suffix at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already chosar, already missing, that his tefillah is pasal, and he's still tamei? Or maybe not, maybe the mikvah first became pasal later after his tefillah, so he was kosher. So whether this doubt happened Brishus Rabim or else Bain Brishus Yachid, whether the doubt happened in Brishus Yachid, in both cases the Lochara Timeyos, that it's like Vaday Tomei, it's not only a suffix, but we say Vaday, that person is still Tomei, and any tyrus that he touched is still Tomei. And the proof that it's a Vaday, because if it would only be a suffix, we know the Klal is suffix Tumah Brishus Rabim is Tor. And here we're saying even though the suffix took place Brishus Rabim, still is Tomei. So that's a right to say that here it's called the Vadai Tomei. So that's the question now. L'shamai kashlam afreya. According to Shammai that he says that kol hanoshim, dayin shosim, they're only Tomei for now or not from before. So you see, you leave the chazaka the way it is before and say it changed as late as possible. So kashlam afreya. How come by mikvah do we say all the people that went to the mikvah this last month is Tomei? Why? Let's say, since we knew before this month that the mikvah was kosher, and we first see it to be possible now, it's only possible from now on and not before. So from this Mishnah from Mikvois, we see not like by Shammai Svara. And vitally Hillel, it's also kosher to Hillel. Even though Hillel says now Mishnah that the Tumah goes all the way back to Mafreya until the last time she made a Bedika, but still kosher Vadai, it's a kosher that after Mikvois it's Mashmitz Vadai Tomei. This halacha of a nida that the tumas and the tyrus she touched before she saw the dam, So according to Hillel, when Machmud decides Tomei, it's only a Sefer Dikatumma. The Nafkumina is that you don't have to burn it. Like this Tumma that becomes Tumma, there's a mitzvah to burn it. But over here, it's only called Tumma. We have to hold on to it and just wait with it. We can't eat it because maybe it's Tomei. We can't burn it because maybe it's Torah. It's only a Sefer Tumma, even according to Hillel. But Vilu Hachab over here by the Mishnah Mikvois, Tumas Vada, here for sure it's Tomei. Why? What's the proof? Because we said here, it says even though it's a Sefer Tumma B'Shus Rabim, and usually we have a cloud of Sefer Tumma B'Shus Rabim is Torah, here we say it's Tomei. What's the reason? You have to say because here it's called the Vada Tomei. And since we see the Mikvah's Chosa now, we say for sure it was Chosa before. And so that's a Kashi even according to Hillel. Hillel now Mishnah only says it, Minas Sefer. We say the Tumas Atameyas, the Tyrus Atameyas. And here it's the Master of Materials Vadai, we said that Lamafrey, it's Tomei. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hosom over there by Mikvah, the reason why it's a Vadai Tomei, Mishum Dik Lameyma, Heme Tomei Achas Kosoi, Viema Lotobel. There was a person that was Vadai Tomei, and he had to go to the Mikvah. So we have a suffix now, if at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already missing, and he's still tamei, or whether the mikvah was still kosher in his Torah. So we have a suffix, if the person is still tamei or not, that's the klal, hem et tamei achas kosoi. We'll leave the person on the chazaka the way he was before he went into the mikvah, and we'll say he's still tamei. So Mar says, no, adarab, but just the opposite. Hem et mikvah achas kosoi. Listen, you have a mikvah here. That last month we checked it out, and it had 40 saw. So we know this mikvah was once kosher. So you have a doubt now if during this last month was it still kosher or not, put it on the chazaka de mikarom. Just like before last month it was kosher, so up until now, until we find this puzzle, we should still say it's kosher. That's called hemed mikvah chas kosoi. V'yema, let's say, loy chosam. That at the time when the person went to the mikvah was not missing anything. So, which again should be at least a suffix. Not a vade, we should have it start to say the mikvah is the ches kosoi, that it was a good tefillah. Zmor says, no, harei chosa lefanecha. Listen, there's a big reyesam. Right now, when we went to check out the mikvah, it's missing. So since right now it's missing, that's the reason to say it was missing before also. So the Zmor says that that's a svar to make it vade tomei. So achinam here also by dam, by the nido, the sishem. Harei dam lefanecha. Right now, she sees dam. So right now, for sure, she's Tomei. So why don't I say that since there's a Vada Reyes and a Chazaka, that if I have a Suffolk how she was before, I should say she was Vada Tomei. So Mara says, no. Hash, do the Chazoi. Listen, she only sees the Dam from now. Before, she did not see any Dam. So therefore, there's no Reyes in what happened before. So Mara says, if so, Hochinami, say the same for them by Mikfer also. Hash, do the Chosar. Right now it became less than 30. But not before. So just like by Nida we say that the fact she sees Dam now does not ruin the fact that before she was Tor. So here also by Mikvah say the same thing. Even though right now we found the Mikvah to be Chosar, but let's say before it was still a Sholem. So why do we say it's Tomei Vadei? It should be Tor Vadei. Zmar says no. Chosar Mikla Meimor, Chosar V'Osa, Chosar v'yosam. I tell you, by mikvah, it doesn't lose all the water in 1 second, like it left slowly. So it takes time for the water to leave. Therefore, we say, even though now we check it out, it's less than 39, but less than 40, from the sum, it started to leak out from before already. So therefore, there's a register that something took place before. That's why before would say it's tummy. Samara says, Mashekin over here by Nidom, but here by Nida we don't say that. By Nida she sees Dam now, so we'll say that's it. First now the Dam started to come, and not before. But there's no reason to say that the fact she sees now, we should say there was something wrong that started to come out from before already also. Smur says, no, my Kusha, what's the big question? Like still, why do you say Nida is different than a mikvah? Dilma hagas chazisei. That maybe she saw a lot at a time. Hagasakas Rashi says Loshin Rebiya means a multiply a lot. Shadam Hilach Vegodol. That the dam inside the body, inside the womb, maybe there was a large sum of blood there. Vidoimla Vesekta Shriyas Aperdala Brishoino Yomrim Blakadotim Tefsodim Eitzim Vesovim. Hagasakas means take a lot. Kleimer, Hirashi says, Ayidei Shiyi Adam Rabba Bemikor, maybe since there was a lot of dam in the womb, is Yoytzi Memenu Mat Mat, so when it started to empty out, a little bit of dam came out at a time, kachard like a mustard seed. And that's all you need to metama. And each sees even a drop of dam, a dam tipas dam kachardol, she becomes tamei. And so, shein hamakor yochol la'achziko v'yoytzi ma'at lebeis achitzen. The pshat is there was a lot of dam in the makor. The dam couldn't hold it all in. So therefore, let out a little bit at a time, and a little bit starts to come out into the beis achitzen, into the canal, into the mukam where it comes out. So as soon as the dam leaves the makor, leaves the womb, and goes into the vagina, into the canal there, so she becomes tamei. So it could be v'zeh kama yomim, a long time already, hiskol, it started to leak dam already. The dam came out from the makor into the beis achitzen. V'nitmas mitipas dam kechav, come on, and isha becomes tamei. As soon as the tipa, smallest amount of blood, leaves her womb, from then she becomes tamei. So, Sahura, the same way you say by mikvah, it started to lose the water slowly. So, since it lost less than 40, you want to tell me for sure it started before, the same sort could be by dam neither also. Even though we only see it right now, but mustava started to leak, dam started to come out already from before. So, how come either according to Shammai, say before she's tor, or even according to Hillel, she's only Tomei Min HaSofik, and how come by Mikvah, it says she's Tomei Machvas Vadai? So, my answer is, I'll tell you, Hosa Mika Tate L'Reyusa. Hocha Ika Chod L'Reyusa. This is the difference, that by Mikvah, there's Tate L'Reyusa, there are two things wrong here. Since there are two things wrong, therefore we say it's Vadai Tomei. By Nida, there's only one thing wrong, that she sees Dam now, Machmas one thing, that's the Machlekes. So we say it goes back to Mafreya altogether, or maybe not. Shami says no. And even according to Hill, it goes back. It only goes back Machmas Sofik, not Machmas Vadei. So Rashi says, what does Tatla Reusa mean? Hamid Tomi Achaskos. Listen, this person before he went to the Mikvi was Vadei Tomi. So we have a Sofik now, a doubt whether his tefillah was good. We leave him Mecheskas Tomi to say he's still Tomi. And who are then on the Chazoka of the Mikvah? And that you want to say the chazaka at a cheskas tyro, there's also a race in the mikvah, that right now it's a reichosel of anecho. Therefore, since we have two things wrong, here it makes it vadai tummy. But Shankin Rashi says, but b'ishom, b'didohu d'ikarius, there's only something wrong with her. There's a race in her body, like she saw dam. Sure, cheskas tyro, ksas a little bit, shredam of anecho. U'mishamach, reyus l'chudu, we don't matter what happened before. Because before Adarab, the tyrus that she touched, there's no reyus in the tyrus. Those tyrus before we have right to say hemidu machas kosam, that v'cheskes tyrosam heim. Therefore, since there's no reyus in the tyrus at all, there's only a reyus in her, it's only a small reyus so that she sees dam now, so therefore it's enough to say that she's only tummy from now on, and that's from before according to Shammai, and even according to Hillel, it's only min asofik, but not machmas vadei. Such the final tyrus, that by mikvah there's tatla reyusam, that both the person has a cheskes tamei and also the mikvah has a reyusa, therefore there it's a vadai tamei l'mafreya. Now the Gemara asks the question still, umay shno michovyis, like how come the din of our Mishnah, at least according to Shammai, that Beis Shammai says it's tor l'mafreya, why is it different than the loch of chovyis? That there we say it's tamei l'mafreya, at least min asofik. And Rashi says l'Beis Shammai porch, let's soon see. The Gemara is asking the question according to Beis Shammai, that how come you Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that even though the Isha sees dam now, there's no Reyesa before, and we say before she was Vadei Tor, and how come here by a barrel we say there was a Reyesa before? What's the loch of a barrel? It's not like this. The person was checking out this barrel of wine, like to make sure it's still wine. Like he wants to be able to take off Truma from this barrel and drink other barrels. Let's say he has 10 barrels here of wine. So in this one barrel, he wants to eventually take the truma out of this barrel and be able to drink all the other barrels. Now the locher is, if you want to take truma from wine, you have to make sure it's still wine, it's not vinegar. If it changes to become into vinegar, spoiled wine, you can't take it for truma. So here the case was, he was mafrish for heilich truma. Now, v'yachakach leida nimtza chaymitz. Later, when he checked this barrel, he found out the barrel taka changed to be vinika, and it was ruined. So the question is, at what point was this barrel ruined? Like, at what point, when you took off the truma, he would say the truma was chal and later became spoiled? Or no, maybe at the time when you took off truma, it was already spoiled. So a case is like this. So, kol gimu yomim vadai. All the first 3 days we say for sure, mikan v'yelech sofik. So it's machlokes exactly what does this mean, kol gimu yomim. Rashi brings down there's a plukta in Gemara in Bar Basra between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That Rabbi Yechanan says, kol gimu yomim means la'acha b'dika rishayna. Means first you checked out this barrel of wine and it tasted like wine. So now the next 3 days afterwards, for sure it's still called wine. So if you are mafris truma the second or third day after you checked it out, for sure the truma is chal. Even the later, month later, when you come and check out this barrel, you see it's vinegar, but that's for sure the first 3 days after that first bedika is still wine. So therefore, during that first 3 days, he's in a raise with truma, it would be chal. But afterwards, mikan v'elech, it's a suffix whether it's truma or not. Therefore, lochur is it hot to shame truma, and the yachs of itchin, you have to take off truma again. But it's only called a suffix. So, the first 3 days, it's vatei wine. Afterwards, it's called a suffix wine. So, kasha l'shamay, chorza kasha and shamay. And Rashi goes further really to say, that according to Yeshua ben Levi, he learns the pshat over there was, that kol gimu yomim, koydim b'dika sachroinom, shinim tseins choymetz vatei choymetz. He learns the other way. That you checked it now and came out to be vinegar. So therefore, the last 3 days, for sure, it was also vinegar. And if you took off truma the last 3 days, for sure, it's no good. If you took off truma before that, it remains a suffix. It remains a suffix whether it's truma or not. But I'll call upon them, according to both of them, that if you check out the barrel now and see it's vinegar, we say that before, if you took off truma like at least more than 3 days before, it's a suffix. Whether it was vinegar then or whether it was truma. So you see, Urias that we find now were machzik way back to Mafreya to say that most probably, at least a good suffix, that it was vinegar from before. So it's all Tekashan Shammai. How could Shammai say now Mishnah when Nisha sees Dam? She's only told me from now on and not from before. We have no suffix that Dam was there before. And how come here by this barrel, if you find it to be vinegar now, for sure we say the truma you took off before is also a suffix. That maybe it was vinegar way before. Even according to Yeshua, it's only the last 3 days that we say it's like for sure vinegar. But before that, it's a suffix. So here you see your master the reyes, sir, back to Mafreya. So of course, a kasha and shamay. So my answer is, I'll tell you no. So yeah, that was the last gemara, the Tanan, that ho yebaydikas achav is dias mafra shalat shumu v'elech 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 nimtso chay mitzo kol gimu yomor rishayinim v'adam ikan v'elech v'sofik. So kash l'shamay, the gemara says no. Hosa mishum dikla meima heme tevelachas kosay. V'yema l'nistak, and I tell you there, these barrels were tevel. So you didn't took off truma yet. So you have a sofik, if they became nisakin, if trum was chal, I'd say leave a becheskos, it's still tevel, that the trum was not chal. That's what they were machmul and afreya. But over here, the isha, before at a cheskos tyra, we leave a becheskos tyra. Adar Rabbi the Gemara says just the opposite. Hemed yayin hacheskosai. The wine had a chazaka before it was good wine. So if you have a doubt, in between, most probably it was still wine, and truma should be chal. V'yayma, let's say rather lehechmet, it did not become vinika. So Gemara says, no, hare hechmetz, Lefonecha right now is vinegar, there's a reyesa. So that's the reason to say it happened before already. If so, hochinami here by Dam Isha, hare dam lefonecha, she saw dam. So why don't I say, just like she has dam now, most probably dam came out before already. And there was no, hash do the chazoi by where it says, Hocho, Mikla Meima Chazovi Yaso, Chazovi Yaso, but over here by Dam, not that way. Maybe the Dam first came out now, and that's it. We have no reason to say the Dam was here from before. Like we want to say before, the Gemara says, no, well, my question, what's your big question? Dilma, maybe by Dam also, Hagas Chazisa, we said before. Maybe the Makar was full of blood, and it started to come out slowly, so even though you find Dam now first, maybe there was Dam there before. So again, why according to Shammai, why isn't there a suffix? Maybe the dam came out before, the tyre should be tumim in a suffix. So Mura says, no, hosa mika tata l'reyusa.
I'll tell you, by Chavis, by this barrel, there are two reisas over here. First of all, the barrel itself right now is vinegar. So that's a good reason to say it was vinegar before. And who would then this other wine? It was tevel before. It was the cheskas to be tevel. You have a doubt whether you're misakin and whether you took off truma or not. So therefore, since there are two reisas, two problems, therefore we say that the truma was not chal. At least minasafik it was not chal, and therefore the din is taka has a din truma, but the yas of yitron. Mashenken by isha, there's only one reisa, just the fact she saw dam right now, but without that she herself was becheskas atira before. So therefore Shammai says, since the isha was becheskas atira before, she's only tummy from now on and not from before. So now the Gemara asks the question, the Rami Chav Yisamikvah, let me ask the steer with these last two halachas. That Maish, Noho, Chavade, how come by Mikvah we say that if you find the Mikvah Chasa now, whoever was tabling at the last month until the last Vedika is Vadai Tomei. We see it goes back but turns Vadai. And the proof was again, because even Rishus Rabim it's Tomei. Well, Maish, Noho, Chasafik, how come here by this barrel we only say it's a Safik? And therefore, the lochr is, it's like a chal trumer on it. Just minasafik, he asks of yitmi, have taken our trumer a second time. But we do not say that since we found it to be vinegar now, like for sure it was vinegar before. For the two tatla reyusa. That first of all, there's vinegar here now. And secondly, the barrels of wine are becheskas to be tevel. Salkam by mikvah, the tatla reyusa makes it a vadai. And here by chavius, it only makes it a suffik. So first, the Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Chanina Misuria, Rechlif, when you're saying it like this, Man Tana Chavis, who's the Tana of Chavis, that's on Yisavik? I'll tell you Rabbi Shimini, as it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Tlegabi Mikvah Nam Yisavik Mishav, and Lehenech Nami, they have both have the same halachas. And Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, Vilkos Mikvah also, it's only Tomel of our frame in Asaf, and Namachnas Vadai. So Mamash, the two halachas are totally Zeb is there. The Rabbi Shimon that it says, by Mikvah, it's only Minasavik, he's the one that says Chavis also to Safik. It's not learned like this. Mikvah shenimded v'nimtzachos. You have a mikvah, you checked it out. It came out, it was missing. So locher is called tyra shenasu agava v'mafreya. Any tyrus that was done through a person that went to that mikvah, ben v'shus rab, ben v'shus yochid, timayis, like the Bible Mishnah brought down before, that's called the vavei tomei, since it's a tatla reyusa, the mikvah is missing now, and the person was becheskas tomei, we say he's still tomei vadai, and all the tyrus remain tomei. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'shus rabim tohoiros. If the suffix was that mikvah was Mishus Rabim, and the person went down to the mikvah. So we have a suffix Mishus Rabim, whether he's still tummy or not, the locher is toiros. Because why, according to Rav Shimon, it's only a suffix tumah. And that's the class, suffix tumah, Mishus Rabim is Torah. But Mishus Yochid, toilin. If the mikvah was in Mishus Yochid, therefore it's a suffix Mishus Yochid, but that suffix we say attack it's tummy. But who are then it's only toilin? Why exactly is it toilin only a suffix? Rashi says, time and force to come on, we'll explain later why. So the kids, so therefore there's no steer with the loch of mikvah to the loch of chavis. As in the Rav Shimon that says that by chavis, it's only a suffix lemafreya, who are din by mikvah also will agree it's only min a suffix that it's tonight lemafreya. Alright, we'll stop here.